Broadcasting live from the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in the ASTD International Convention and Expo.
This is Lee Cantor with Stone Payton, ASTD 2014. That's hashtag ASTD 2014 if you are tweeting at home. Stone, this is it.
Hey, man.
The headliner.
This is it, man. This is the one we've been looking for. I cannot think of a better way to cap this entire three-day experience off than to have this gentleman on the program. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Program Director for the eLearning Guild, Mr. David Kelly. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys so much for having me.
eLearning Guild. What are you guys out there doing for folks?
We are a professional development company that focuses on people who are using technology to support learning. We have a magazine. We do conferences a number of times a year. We do research. We have classes that people can take to develop their skills. We provide any level of support to help people use technology better to build learning programs and to increase their own personal skill sets.
Are there people not using technology?
There are, and they should be stopped.
What is there, like?
They are a cancer. They are a disease.
There's three of them that we got
to. Yes, we have to find them.
So most people are using it, right?
Most people are in some way, shape, or form. Well, I would say that most people are using technology to learn. I think that there is a surprising number of people who are building programs to help people learn that are not. They just do classroom-based stuff. In some cases, that might work for them, but in some cases, it's just an awareness that they just don't have the awareness of how technology can open up new opportunities for them.
Now, are there any trends that you're excited about in mobile or e-learning?
There's a lot of different trends. One of the things that I am very excited about with learning, well, one of the things I would say as a background is I would not separate the conversation between mobile learning and e-learning. I would just say technology-based learning. I think some people look at mobile like it's a separate strategy than e-learning. It's not. It's just whatever your learning strategy is, what technologies are you using to support it, and how are you going to do that?
Right.
And mobile is a big part of that, and it's a growing part of that. We have our MLearnCon conference and expo taking place in June this year, and I consider mobile technology to be at a number of milestones it's reached this year. It's going to be a very interesting conversation that we're going to be having there. It's not just about this idea of mobile technology. People picture a smartphone,
right?
And that conversation is not just about a smartphone anymore. You know, I'm in my bag behind me. I've got that Google Glass thing that straps to your head and makes you look like a cyborg.
Oh, sweet! We got to see that before you go.
Yeah, it's wonderful. But the idea of a wearable technology, that you have technology that is ever present with you, that is not necessarily on a mobile device, it opens up new doors. And the conversation around what is mobile and how is technology that is ever present with you helping you learn or perform your job better is a growing discussion. I also see one of the things I'm also excited about as it relates to the mobile space is, you know, the mobile conversation has historically been about conceptual. How are these devices are there? How can we use them for learning? But not a lot of application. And over the years, we've seen more and more organizations using mobile technologies to support learning.
But are you seeing, like, the technology there? A lot of people have smartphones, so it makes sense. But don't they just take the learning and just shrink it down to fit on the phone some of the times, and that's not the most effective way to utilize the technology?
I would be stronger and say that's an ineffective way to use the technology.
But they are doing it.
But some people do that, don't they?
Yeah.
That's happening, right?
Yes, it does happen. It does happen, and that's more of an awareness issue, I think, for a lot of people, because it's a completely different experience. You have to understand how people are using their mobile devices. You know, you think about just on a personal level, if I'm sitting at my desktop, chances are that's going to be an experience of maybe me sitting in front of my computer for a half an hour doing some sort of a work or an extended period.
Right.
How many times are you sitting there literally staring at your mobile device for a half an hour? Very rarely. Most of the people who are using their mobile devices are using them in bite-sized moments of two or three minutes at a time.
Right, I'm in line.
Yeah,
I'm
on checkout. I'm killing some time. Mm-hmm. I'm checking what's going on. So it's a totally different experience. And the idea that we're going to take what models work in desktop and just port it over via an export button so that it's accessible on a mobile device, that's not you taking advantage of the unique affordances of what a mobile device is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that's what our conference is about, is to help people understand how to use these devices effectively to help people learn.
So the challenges, and I'm sure there are some technical challenges, but the challenges, they're people challenges, aren't they? Like they've always been. I mean, people, I've been around them all my life, Dave. People are challenging.
They can be, yeah. And you know, we live in an environment where people like it when there's a button that just fixes my problem. And you know, to have be able to take my existing content and hit a button and have it be accessible on a mobile device, that sounds like it would be a good thing. But it's in reality, it's not fixing the problem. It's not enhancing the learning or looking at the mobile devices differently on how we can do new things to help people do their jobs better.
So you have to take the device and build the solution that maximizes the utility of that specific device.
Yeah, mobile devices have a lot of things that make them very unique as compared to a desktop. And a lot of the...
So what's an example of something that works well, like in mobile, that maybe doesn't work in the same way in a desktop?
Well, you think about your phone. What does your phone do that your desktop does not? Even something as simple as the fact that your phone has a camera. And you can have this might get into a little bit more of a technical skill, but my phone has a camera. What does that mean for me for learning? I mean, even something like we talked about the Google Glass that I have, or even your phone. Your phone has a camera. I can stream, if I have a strong enough connection, I can stream the image of my camera. Now, how does that help me as someone who's developing a learning program? Well, now, it's not a matter of me giving support. Maybe it's a matter of me getting performance support rather than learning in the moment. So I might have a situation where, like using the glass as an example, one of the tests that I did when I was looking at this for learning is I had someone, I'm not good with cars, my wife will be the first person to tell you that, but I had someone talk me through an oil change where they saw, that using the camera, they saw my engine in my hands, but I saw them, and
how
they were able
cool
to coach me on what I was doing. Don't touch that. That's not where the oil
right.
goes. That's where the transmission
left
fluid
left hand, goes. Stop moving your left hand.
Yeah, and that's looking at the technology different. We have a lot of people, unfortunately, you talk about people, have a tendency to take the existing methodologies that we use and apply them with the new technology, not looking at the technology for what does this new technology make possible. And when you're looking at it from that perspective, new doors open up, and that's the conversation that we're looking to have when it comes to mobile technology.
So what would you have, let's talk about it from the practitioner side. So we've talked a little bit about the learner. Let's talk about it from the practitioner side of things. What are some disciplines, some behaviors, some things that you would have practitioners to keep in mind, keep doing, stop doing, start doing.
Right,
as
so
we
if you're building that robot practitioner using your technology,
the
make
David
them
Kelly
perfect.
Model practitioner.
Well, the biggest thing, if I could program the field, and I love that analogy.
I thought
that's wonderful.
You would like that.
If I could program the field, one of the things that I would do, to take that analogy even further, is I would plug everyone in.
very nicely played. Yes.
One of the things that I think is a challenge for our field is we have a wonderful history, and by wonderful I mean anything but, of doing what we do because it's what we've always done. You know, a lot of people live in their organizations. They are not connected outside of their organizations, and you get this habit of doing what we do because it's what we've always been doing. Where if you plug in and you start listening to what's outside of your organization and what other organizations are doing and the innovative stuff that people are doing, it's out there. And that's how you learn. You get these examples from other people and you see how they can apply in your context. So the biggest thing that I would change is to just get people to plug in, to start participating in these conversations, to find out what's possible with these technologies and how we can be looking at this idea of helping people learn and do their jobs in a different way.
So taking the best practices from some industry that could be totally different than yours and then seeing what nugget that you can steal from them and then add it to yours.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the idea of looking outside of the industry, I think, is huge. One of the places that I love to learn from and take lessons from that I can apply within our learning context is marketing. The idea that marketing, more than any other industry that I know of, knows how to connect with people, knows how to get people to listen
and persuade,
to the message and to persuade
right?
and to affect behaviors, which
right.
is essentially what we want to do. And there's so many, even though it's not a learning field, there are so many things that we can learn as learning professionals to reach people, to connect with them, to get them to hear our messages. So yeah, the idea of looking outside of our industry for lessons that we can apply in context within our work.
Don't do
huge.
As many infomercials though.
Yeah, no, the infomercials can go. And we have seen some bad examples of infomercials within learning.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about this. You got a big thing coming up in June.
Yeah, we have the MLearnCon Conference and Expo. It's taking place in San Diego the end of June.
How many people attend that?
We're expecting somewhere around 700, I believe.
700
people coming in. All of it's going to be in San Diego. It'll be beautiful in June.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, I'm really looking forward to that after the winter we've had.
I figured you'd have more just because you make it in San Diego.
And that's the hope.
They really are learning from marketing.
Really, that's how they do it.
So, but yeah, we're really looking forward to that. We've got a number of great sessions. We've got people who are exploring these technologies, how they can be used for learning. This is going to be the second year that we have what we refer to as mLearning Demo Fest, where we have people who bring their mobile learning projects for a kind of a science fair exhibition where you go in, you sit at a table, and you can see what people are doing with mobile technologies, which is so huge for people. You know, a lot of times these conferences, you can have people talking conceptually about
right,
how these things
theoretical.
Work. Yeah, and here you're seeing people showing their projects. You can see them in action. You can hear the stories about what worked, what didn't, what challenges
right,
they needed
good, the
to
bad,
overcome.
The ugly.
Exactly, warts and all. And it's so hugely powerful, not just for the people who come and see these projects, but for the people who share them. That I can go and I can share with you, and an expert can come and say, oh, you shouldn't. Did you think about this when you were doing that? It's one of the most powerful learning
experiences. How do you find companies to be that vulnerable to share like that?
They see the value in it. Uh-huh. You know, some of them, first off, it's an opportunity to showcase what you're doing. I understand
why they want to do that.
Yes.
That part I get.
Yeah, that part is huge. But there's also the opportunity to share in the community. And,
right.
And some people are looking at it, it's interesting to see the reaction. Some people are looking at it as an opportunity to showcase and give back. Other people are looking at it for an opportunity to just get their work to be seen and get feedback. Mm-hmm. And other people are just learning from one another.
Right.
It's just a very powerful learning experience at the Demo Fest.
All right, where can our listeners go to learn more about your work, talk to some folks over at eLearning Guild, and just continue this conversation?
Yeah, and that's a great way to put it. I think that the idea of an ongoing conversation is huge. You can learn more about what we're doing, any of our different conferences or our magazine or any of the resources that the eLearning Guild has at eLearningGuild.com. If you want to learn more about the conference we were just talking about, that's at mlearncon.com. And you can reach out to me. I'm always on Twitter, social media, or all the different areas that conversations are. I'm at LNDDave on Twitter. That's probably the best way to get to me.
All right. David Kelly with the eLearning Guild. It has been an absolute pleasure. What a marvelous way to cap off the 3 days here at the ASTD ICE 2014. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That is a wrap from the show floor of ASTD ICE 2014.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.